Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the master plan. The master plan. You know, we are all big on planning. If we want to take a vacation, we're going to map out a plan. If you're going to build a house, you're going to build it according to the architecture's plan. Everything that we do in life is planned. Some have day planners to map out every single thing they've got on their schedule for today. Some plan out what clothes they're going to wear week by week. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we are all big on planning to some degree. But there is no better plan than the plan that the Master, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has in store for us. Remember, the Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11 that God knows the thoughts he thinks toward us, the thoughts of peace and not evil, to bring us to an expected end. That sounds like a plan to me. Remember, Ephesians 2:10 says that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Doesn't that sound like a plan to you? Then in Ephesians 1:4, we see that God has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. My friends and neighbors, God has a plan for our lives. I challenge you, my friends, to get excited about the fact that God has a plan for you. And I can outline, my friends and neighbors, that God's plan for us follows four key characteristics. God's plan in the plan acronym that we'll outline today. First and foremost, my friends, God's plan is perfect. You see, we had to pause right there because some may not believe in the perfections of God's plan. You may immediately start thinking about everything that happened to you that wasn't right, that wasn't good, that kind of was negative or wasn't exactly positive. Don't forget Romans 8:28 that says, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. Don't you recognize, my friends and neighbors, that God has a perfect plan for you? And if we believe in that perfect plan, we can get excited in the course of the day. Think about it. The Bible says in Proverbs 11:5 that the righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way. Then we see in 2 Timothy 3:17 that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Then we discover in Romans 12:2 that God's will is perfect. Then we discover in Psalms 18:30, the Bible says, as for God, his way is perfect. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God has a perfect way for us. You say, well, wait a minute, how do I know that way is perfect? Okay, if you've ever seen an architect submit blueprints for a home or a building, you'll see a sketch of everything that's supposed to go everywhere. And in the beginning, that sketch doesn't look like the actual house, but it's a well-laid plan. It shows where the doors are going to be in each room. It shows the foundation. It shows the roof. It shows the windows. It shows everything that needs to be there. Then in the final blueprint, they also have where the electrical wiring is going to go, where the plumbing is going to go. Don't you recognize, my friends and neighbors, that sometimes those construction projects may get off schedule, but as long as the builder sticks to the plan, that house is going to look just like what the architect drew. Oh, my friends and neighbors, don't you recognize that as long as we stick to the plan, we're going to look just like God designed for us to look. We're going to operate the way he designed for us to operate. And ultimately, my friends and neighbors, God wants us to look, walk, talk, serve just like him. We're going to look like him because his plan is perfect. God's plan also is a plan of love. Yes, my friends and neighbors, if it's not love, it's not God's plan. If it's not perfect, it's not God's plan, because God's plan is perfect and God's plan is love. The Bible says in 1 John 4:7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. We also discover in 1 Timothy 6:11 that we should flee certain things, but we should follow after righteousness, godliness, patience, meekness, faith, and love. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should love. You think about it. When we raise our children, we're raising them in love. That doesn't mean that they won't endure punishment. That doesn't mean that they won't endure correction. That does not mean that there may be times when we have to make sure that we get on them for this or that, but we're doing it all in love. You see, my friends and neighbors, God's plan for us is also a plan of love. He corrects us. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 that whom God loves, he corrects. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we know that God loves us. His plan for us is love, which is the reason why we should show that love to everybody else. We have no wounds that he hasn't healed. We have no scars that he has not mended. So we can walk in love, not depression. We can walk in love, not defeat. We can walk in love, not doubt. We can walk in love, not fear. We can walk in love, not panic. My friends and neighbors, God has ordained for us a plan to walk in love. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to practice loving yourself first, loving the plan God put in place for us, and loving everybody around us. It'll change the way we operate in the course of our day. That A in our plan acronym says God's plan is a plan of action. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we serve an action God. The action God lives on the inside of us through his Holy Spirit. The Bible says in the book of James 1:22 that we should be doers of the word and not hearers only. We find this same thing out in Romans 2:13, that it's not the hearers of the law that are just before God, but the doers shall be justified. Then we discover in Colossians 3:17, whatever we do in word or in deed, we should do it all in the name of Jesus. My friends and neighbors, I can remember when they had this commercial out, and this commercial was a athletic shoe commercial, and it was and the theme was just do it. And you would see people with t-shirts on that says just do it. Isn't it great to know that I've got the power to just do it? The Bible says in Philippians 4:13 that I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. I've discovered in Luke 6:35 that I can do good and I can lend. Yes, my friends and neighbors, just like that commercial, we should also just do it. God's plan is an action plan. He put a thought in your heart, an idea in your head, a concept in your brain. My friends and neighbors, let's not let that lay dormant. Let's go out and do what he's given us the power and the command to do. Then finally, my friends, last but not least, God's plan is noticeable. There is a difference in believers. Have you ever met someone that you knew back in the day before they accepted Christ, and then you see them after they've accepted Christ, and what a difference God has made in their lives? My friends and neighbors, I can challenge you, if you just think about your own life for a second, you'll discover that God has made a difference in you. It's a noticeable difference. It's not a subtle difference. It's a drastic change. No longer Saul, but now Paul. No longer Abram, but Abraham. No longer Jacob, but Israel. God has noticeable plans for our life. Remember, he said in Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see our good works. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we are the light of the world, the city on a hill that cannot be hid. God's got a noticeable plan for your life. When was the last time you recognized how much of a change God's made in you? Have your friends noticed it? I know your family's noticed it. Let that light keep shining, my friends and neighbors, because God's plan is perfect. It's love, it's action, and it's noticeable. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.